USA Radio News.
Former FBI Director James Comey is back on Capitol Hill testifying. Republican Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina tells Fox News he's looking to see if the former FBI director lied to the committee.
He indicated, seemed to indicate the other day that he wasn't aware of that until he read reports long after he was gone. I find that very hard to substantiate based on other evidence.
The Senate is receiving two new reports outlining the sweeping scale and scope of Russian efforts to influence 2016 presidential election. The independent reports were put together for the Senate Intelligence Committee and say the goal was to boost support for Trump while distracting and confusing Democrats. Just months after filing for bankruptcy, Sears is paying more than $25 million in bonuses to its top-level executives and high-ranking employees. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
An annual survey finds alcohol use among teens is down, but the use of electronic cigarettes is up. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It's an annual survey titled Monitoring the Future, and it finds the use of electronic cigarettes or similar devices is now the second most common form of substance abuse behind drinking alcohol. And nearly one in three high school sophomores and more than one in three seniors say they have vaped in the past year. The Food and Drug Administration trying to curb underage vaping by restricting the sale of sweet-flavored electronic cigarette liquids. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Republican Senator Lamar Alexander will not seek re-election in the 2020 Senate race in Tennessee. The 78-year-old Alexander has been in the Senate since 2003. Alexander was also George H.W. Bush's education secretary for 2 years, and he's a former governor of Tennessee as well. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal judge in Texas is ruling that the entire law, called Obamacare, is unconstitutional and should be struck down. Hadley Heath Manning is a director of policy for the Independent Women's Forum. She talks about this ruling and why it caught some people off guard, but
I wasn't surprised. I think a lot of people who follow this stuff closely were actually not surprised that Judge O'Connor would issue a ruling like this. Of course, it's a question now whether the appellate court will agree with Judge O'Connor's district-level decision or whether the appellate court will side with the federal government against the states. But regardless, this has sent some shockwaves through the circles of people who maybe weren't expecting this ruling. It doesn't change much about the law as it is today, but it certainly throws the future of the law into question.
And as far as the timeline on when we can expect to hear more about this case, Manning says,
this could drag on for months as it works its way through the court system. People will remember that in 2010, when the Affordable Care Act passed, many states, led by Florida at that time, filed a lawsuit against the individual mandate. And that case was filed like the evening that the law was signed by President Obama. And it took until 2012 before the Supreme Court decided the case. And, of course, that's the ruling everyone remembers where Justice Roberts sided with the majority and said that this was a proper use of Congress's taxing power.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.